Well, I think in some ways we've got this technology is kind of among us now and in use. When you think of things like assisted parking, technology that enables the car to recognise if it's drifting and get it online. So I think in some ways this technology is starting to creep into our lives, perhaps unknowingly. I think in terms of a car that is fully autonomous, most people will say that they believe they'll be on the roads in mass production probably within the next 10 to 15 years, with some manufacturers suggesting that they'd be able to make the technology work by, as early as 2022.
It's impressive, it really is. And when you've spoken to some Yorkshire folk as well, 49% of them saying that they enjoy driving too much to have a fully autonomous car. Do you think that's something that they'll have to battle with? But with all the traffic nowadays, do you really have that same enjoyment when you're actually driving a car, getting stuck in all the traffic jams and all the rest of it?
Well, it's interesting. You're right. In Yorkshire, a surprisingly high percentage, 50% of people compared to about a third of people across the country state that they really enjoy driving, and that's why they wouldn't go for an autonomous car. I imagine the way that this will go in the initial stages is a bit like a lot of the functionality that we have in the cars today. It's not like you have to use it. I don't imagine the first stage will be, will you either choose between a car that drives itself or a car that you want to drive? I imagine in the initial stages, that'll be more a feature that you could choose. So actually, when you're sitting in traffic and doing your commute, you could really do with just clearing the email box on the way back from work, then perhaps you'd put the car in its autonomous mode. That being said, on the weekend, when you're just going for a drive through the countryside to your Sunday lunch or something like that, you may choose to drive the car yourself and really enjoy that, because it is quite important to people. So I imagine, in the initial stages, it'll be something that you can switch on and switch off as the kind of as it suits you in the context that you are.
I was going to say, what are some of the worries as well? Because one thing for me that I could find quite strange is not having control of the steering wheel and it going by itself. That'd be something alien to me that I've been driving on the road for so many years.
No, I imagine it'd be alien to a lot of people, and especially if we imagine a world where the car doesn't even have a steering wheel or set of pedals that you can kind of put your hands onto, if you just having that sense of security, if you like. But I think actually, ironically, it's some of those safety concerns that actually are driving the technology itself. If we do really want to work towards, or need to work towards, for environmental reasons and the like, a world that has zero emissions or ultra low emission vehicles and has a better safety record, then actually autonomous vehicles is probably our best chance at taking out some of that human error, which tends to be the contributing factor in a vast majority of motor accidents.
I was going to say there, just when you picked up on safety, what do you guys over at Auto Trader think with the way that the industry's going now as well? Because I suppose if they're all autonomous cars, there would be no human error whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that, interestingly, I think one of the bits that the technology has to overcome is, even with autonomous vehicles, I'm imagining a world where there are never any accidents is probably quite hard, because at some points there's going to be a choice between two bad scenarios, and the technology, actually, ironically, those decisions are now made by humans. In the future, we might need to work out how can we write software that helps a vehicle understand, well, what's the right moral decision in that case. So I think there's still likelihood you won't get to a zero incident world, but safety is clearly a big part of what people think about when they come to Auto Trader to look at their next car. Safety's right up there. But interestingly, it's that sense of independence that people get from a car. That's really what a car brings to people. It's a sense of independence and convenience, and I can go and do it now and I don't have to ask for anyone or wait for anyone. That's really the strong reason behind why people want to continue to really own vehicles, whether it's autonomous or not in the future.
And one thing I was going to say as well is, obviously, we've had electric cars on the road for some time now, but there's still those sort of teething problems of not having a sort of a port every garage and only certain ports working, having them at home as well. Is that some of the teething problems we might have with autonomous cars as well?
Yeah, I imagine, whilst they're two different technologies, I think what you've seen in electric cars, they've been in mass production now for probably 7 to 8 years in this country, and still only account for about 3 in every 100 cars sold. So I think a lot of the things that drive that familiarity, people feeling comfortable, I don't think autonomous vehicles necessarily suffer from the same perceived inconvenience of a lack of charge points. But the reality is, I think around 96% of car journeys are under 100 miles, which is well within most within the charge of most batteries. So a lot of these things are about perception. And certainly when we spoke to people that use AutoTrader and our consumers and car buyers in the UK, a lot of them, when you talk about autonomous cars, their eyes glaze over and they don't really know what you're talking about and what the technology might be able to do for them.
And just finally, if people want a little bit more information on this, Nathan, where's best to go?
Best place to go is autotrader.co.uk, where we've got the market report, and as well as the ability to look at reviews and search through largest number of cars for sale in the UK.
Nathan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Daytime today.
Thank you.